What's in a code name? Overlord to New Dawn, each has meaning, and A Message for Our Enemies by Alan W. Dowd. They're part of our national vocabulary. Manhattan Project, Rolling Thunder, Desert Storm. Others are a bit more obscure. Chromite, Noble Eagle, Tomodachi. Still others seem scrubbed of meaning, Inherent Resolve, or Strange, Blue Spoon, or Downright Dull, Productive Effort. What all these phrases have in common is that each is a code name for a U.S. military operation or national security initiative, and each tells part of America's story. Naming operations seem to have originated with the German General Staff during the last 2 years of World War I. Army Intelligence Officer Gregory Siminski explains in an Army War College essay. Among the code names used by Imperial Germany, Archangel, Mars, and Achilles. For the U.S. military, the use of code names took hold during World War II. In early 1942, Siminski writes, the War Plans Division culled words from an unabridged dictionary to come up with a list of 10,000 common nouns and adjectives that were not suggestive of operational activities or locations. The War Department was likely inspired by Winston Churchill, who was fascinated with code names and included a list in his memoirs. It contains such well-known code names as Overlord, France, and Torch, North Africa, along with more obscure ones, such as Admiral Q, Franklin D. Roosevelt, Dynamo, Dunkirk Evacuation, and Tube Alloys, Atomic Bomb Research. Churchill was interested in code names for the sake of secrecy as well as public perception. Thus, he rejected some as unsuitable. Never should a mother say that her son was killed in an operation called Bunny Hug or Ballyhoo, he directed in a wartime memo. Operations in which large numbers of men may lose their lives ought not to be described by code words which imply a boastful or overconfident sentiment, such as triumphant, or conversely, which are calculated to invest the plan with an air of despondency, such as massacre, jumble, trouble, fidget. Instead, Churchill recommended heroes from antiquity, Greek and Roman mythology, constellations and stars, British and American war heroes. The war produced countless code names. Hitler lit the fuse with Case White, invasion of Poland, turned Stalin into an enemy with Barbarossa, invasion of the USSR, and made his last gasp push with Autumn Mist, Battle of the Bulge, Ardennes. Japan's Pearl Harbor attack was Operation Z. The U.S. shoot-down of the plane carrying Yamamoto, who planned Pearl Harbor, was aptly called Operation Vengeance. Downfall was the grand plan for the invasion of Japan, an army history recounts. It contemplated a gargantuan blow so large and complex that it enfolded two other code-named operations, Olympic, targeting Kyushu in December 1945, and Coronet, targeting Honshu in March 1946. Those operations were made unnecessary by Centerboard 1 and Centerboard 2, each carried out by a single U.S. bomber delivering weapons so secret that they had their own code names, Little Boy and Fat Man. Those super-secret weapons, in turn, were birthed by a code name effort known as the Manhattan Project, which yielded Gadget, code name for the first atomic weapon. It was successfully tested at Trinity, code name for a bombing range in New Mexico. As America's reach and role grew during the Cold War, so did the number of national security code names. There were code names for presidents and other important people. Truman was known as General. Eisenhower as Providence, Kennedy as Lancer, Johnson as Volunteer, Nixon as Searchlight, Ford as Passkey, Carter as Deacon, Reagan as Rawhide, Bush as Timberwolf. Pope John Paul II's code name was Halo, Queen Elizabeth's Redfern. There were code names for places. The White House was called Crown. The secret continuity of government facility in West Virginia was Greek Island and Casper. There were also code names for things. The presidential limousine was called Stagecoach. The presidential plane was Sacred Cow, Independence, Columbine 2, and Angel. Modified Boeing EC-135s, continuously airborne and capable of commanding World War III from the skies, were codenamed Looking Glass Planes. Warships with similar capabilities were codenamed Sea Ruler and Zenith. There were codenamed military exercises, too. Sky Shield closed North American airspace to civilian planes for NORAD to test air defenses. ORTSAC contemplated invading a communist regime strikingly similar to Castro's Cuba. ORTSAC is Castro spelled backwards. REFORGER, short for Return of Forces to Germany, tested U.S. capabilities to deploy reinforcements to Germany. There was Team Spirit in South Korea, Bright Star in Egypt, RIMPAC in the Pacific. And, of course, there were code names for Cold War military operations. One of the first was Operation Vittles, America's code name for the Berlin airlift. The British called it Operation Planefare, an intentional pun. After 277,000 missions, the airlift ended with the flight of a British cargo plane emblazoned with the words Psalm 21, verse 11. The passage fittingly reads, "Though they plot evil against you and devise wicked schemes, they cannot succeed." The Korean War produced Chromite, General Douglas MacArthur's masterstroke at Incheon, Ripper, offensive at Chuncheon, Killer, offensive at the Sum River, and Piledriver, offensive in Central Korea. The Vietnam War featured Rolling Thunder, bombing campaign in North Vietnam from 1965 to 1968. Cedar Falls, offensive targeting the Viet Cong. Linebacker 1 and 2, 1972 bombing campaign in North Vietnam. Frequent Wind, the evacuation of Saigon. Baby Lift, rescue of orphaned Vietnamese children. And Homecoming, return of POWs. After Vietnam, the Pentagon formalized and computerized the process of generating code names. Military writer Tim McMillan explains, by unveiling the code word nickname and exercise term system, or NICA. NICA prevents the use of terms considered offensive or derogatory, phrases that might be confused with military terminology or call signs, and exotic words, trite expressions, or well-known commercial trademarks. With NICA's guidelines, the 1980s gave us Eagle Claw, attempted rescue of American hostages in Iran, Urgent Fury, Grenada, El Dorado Canyon, Libya, Golden Pheasant, Honduras, and Praying Mantis, strikes against Iranian naval assets. After attacks on U.S. service members in Panama, President George Bush authorized Blue Spoon, which was renamed Just Cause. Someone at DOD must have read Churchill's memos. Likewise, Productive Effort, Bangladesh Humanitarian Relief, became Sea Angel. Just Cause, Sea Angel, and Desert Shield, Desert Storm, Gulf War, represent a return to the use of code names to convey mission goals. Return is used because, as Siminski explains, men like Vice Admiral William Blandy, who commanded post-war atomic bomb tests in the Pacific, recognized that code names offered new possibilities for shaping attitudes. Sensing humanity was facing a decisive moment, he codenamed the tests Operation Crossroads. Codenames can indeed make a statement and influence public opinion. That explains why civilians borrow codename phraseology. In doing so, they hope to convey the urgency and single-minded focus of military operations. For example, the Trump administration launched Operation Warp Speed to rapidly produce and deliver effective COVID-19 vaccines. Warp Speed certainly lived up to its name. What usually takes 10 years took fewer than 10 months. Similarly, the Biden administration launched Operation Vaccinate Our Workforce to accelerate protection of frontline homeland security personnel against COVID-19. Desert Storm led to provide comfort, humanitarian operations in Iraqi Kurdistan, and Northern Watch and Southern Watch, no-fly zones over swaths of Iraq, each shaping public perception by emphasizing mission goals. Likewise, efforts to end the homemade famine in Somalia were codenamed Restore Hope. Restore Democracy was the planned invasion of Haiti to remove a military junta and install a democratically elected president. But when the junta agreed to leave peacefully, Restore Democracy became Uphold Democracy, reflecting the difference between entering a permissive environment and invading hostile territory. Decades earlier, U.S. troops experienced the latter in the Dominican Republic, where President Lyndon Johnson launched Power Pack. Deliberate force, airstrikes in Bosnia, conveyed the deliberative nature of operations targeting Bosnian Serb militia. Joint Endeavor, peacekeeping in Bosnia, stressed the multinational character of the mission, which included troops from NATO and Russia. Allied force, NATO airstrikes to protect Kosovo, underscored the ascent of the entire alliance. The inartfully named Desert Fox, airstrikes targeting Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, deviated from the trend of using code names to emphasize mission goals. But DOD returned to form in waging the war on terrorism. Infinite Reach was the name for simultaneous missile strikes against Al-Qaeda-linked targets in Afghanistan and Sudan, signaling that the United States could strike anywhere. The post-9/11 campaign was initially codenamed Infinite Justice. That was replaced with Enduring Freedom after Islamic scholars complained that only God was capable of dispensing infinite justice, as the New York Times reported. While Enduring Freedom took the fight to our enemies overseas, Noble Eagle defended North American skies from another 9/11. Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan gave way to Freedom's Sentinel and Resolute Support. Iraqi Freedom gave way to New Dawn. Other notable operational code names from this century: Red Dawn, capture of Saddam Hussein; Ocean Shield, counter-piracy off East Africa; Olympic Games, cyber attacks against Iran involving the CIA, NSA, and DOD. Odyssey Dawn, Unified Protector, airstrikes in Libya; Odyssey Resolve, Odyssey Lightning, operations targeting jihadists in Libya; Olympic Defender, allied cooperation in space defense; and Neptune's Spear, takedown of Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. That brings us to the campaign against the Islamic State, an outgrowth of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Anti-ISIS operations began August 2014. Britain, Operation Shader; Australia, Operation Okra; and France, Operation Shamal, promptly named their contributions. But Washington didn't name the mission until mid-October. The world noticed. Deutsche Welle questioned the operation with no name. U.S. News and World Report criticized Obama's anonymous war against ISIS. The Washington Post mockingly held a contest to name the mission. The delay in naming the campaign, Government Technology reported, was traced to layers of bureaucratic review and the need for approval from allies. The result? Operation Inherent Resolve. Only a committee could produce something so devoid of meaning. This isn't to diminish what the men and women of Inherent Resolve accomplished, reversing the ISIS blitzkrieg, eviscerating ISIS as a fighting force, liberating 7.7 million people and 43,000 square miles, rescuing Yazidis from extermination, erasing a jihadist safe haven. But even some military commanders found it uninspiring, the Wall Street Journal reported. If Inherent Resolve was uninspiring, the code name of the operation that eliminated ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was loaded with meaning. Commanders named it Operation Kayla Mueller, to honor the young American abducted, brutalized, and murdered by Baghdadi and his henchmen. The commando unit that carried out the operation called itself Task Force 814, a reference to Mueller's birthday. Operation Kayla Mueller gave focus to the mission and those who executed it, signaled that our nation's memory and reach are long, made a profound statement about what motivates the U.S. military, and reminded the American people why their sons and daughters are sometimes put in harm's way. This was code naming at its best. Alan W. Dowd is a senior fellow with the Sagamore Institute Center for America's Purpose. Sidebar. Operation Red Dawn, the 2003 U.S. military operation that led to Saddam Hussein's capture and arrest, was named for John Milius's 1984 film about a group of American high school students who fight Soviet occupation with guerrilla warfare. The football, codename for the U.S. president's traveling briefcase containing nuclear attack strike options. Codenames for code-breaking. Purple, codename U.S. codebreakers gave Japanese diplomatic messaging codes. Magic, codename for the intelligence from the purple messages. Ultra, codename for intelligence from Nazi Germany's coded messaging system. Operation Toenails, the Allied invasion of New Georgia in the Solomon Islands, was part of Operation Cartwheel, a series of attacks designed to isolate the Japanese base at Rabaul and clear the way for further campaigns. Steadfast Jazz, NATO military exercises in Eastern Europe. The S in Steadfast signifies that the exercise involves elements from Supreme Headquarters Allied Power Europe, SHAPE, and the J in Jazz signifies its joint nature, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Special Forces. Operation Breakfast, the secret bombing of Cambodia during the Vietnam War, was the first action in a larger plan called Operation Menu, which included operations lunch, snack, dinner, and dessert. End of sidebar.